Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because we're going to be giving away four sandwiches or four salads from Urbane Cafe just a little bit later in the show, just in time for lunch today. Every show has a theme, and our theme today is projecting forward. Each of my guests will demonstrate projecting forward in his field, whether it's football or business. My first guest is a professional sports handicapper, which means he sells betting advice to subscribers. We'll break down this year's NFL season. My second guest is an expert in marketing and leadership with experience in high technology and consumer products industries. He'll simplify business for us from his book, It's Not Rocket Science. My third guest is an investment advisor to high net worth clients and institutions. With high rates of return hard to come by these days, he'll describe alternative investments from his book, Wave Theory for Alternative Investments. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Steve Budin is one of this country's leading sports handicappers. He sells sports tips on his site, sportsinfo.com, for as much as $20 per tip. Steve went to high school in Miami, where he began building an affluent client list, plying his illegal sports gambling trade by tapping into the New York financial connections and using charm and street smarts. Steve has had an idea for offshore betting, so he created a company, SBD Global. The enterprise took off, making Steve a multimillionaire. By 1998, several years into his offshore gambling business, SBD Global was clearing a profit of $10 million a year. When Steve tried to take his business into the internet in 1998, the Fed stepped in, they closed down his operations, and they charged Steve with a 1961 law prohibiting him from using interstate telephone lines for gambling. Steve now sells his advice through his website, sportsinfo.com, to people wanting to bet. Joining us from Miami, hi Steve, welcome back to the show. How are you
today?
Well,
it's good to be back. It's actually good to be making the transition back onto the couch where I belong these weekends, watching these games. So excited that football's here.
Well, everybody's excited, and of course, football kicked off last night, as a matter of fact, with the Green Bay Packers defeating the New Orleans Saints 42-34. So we're into football season, and football really, Steve, has replaced baseball as America's pastime. So
absolutely, and I think the reason is because of the way that the momentum builds during the week. I think that because we have games on one day of the week, predominantly, that makes it less of an overall commitment for fans who really don't have the ability to watch day in, day out, 7 days a week games.
All right. That makes some sense, Steve, when you think about it. But the anticipation is great for selling newspapers and people leading into the game. But how does that build viewership on the Sundays when people sit down in front, on their couch in front of the TV?
Well, there's what are they? First of all, what are they competing with? Second of all, where else can you sit down on a Sunday, have complete permission because it's one day a week, it's your only day, all wives out there know, husbands are on the couch on Sunday where they can see them but not hear them in the other room, and wives are happy, husbands are happy, but where else can you go? I don't know, the average bet on the internet's probably $20, so where can you go, bet $20, and escape for 3 hours? you know, whatever you're doing in your life, whatever troubles, whatever worries, whatever stresses, all you care about is the game. I think football has a way of transforming people out of their reality and into this fantasy world.
Well, I would agree with you there, Steve. But let's talk about the business of football for just a moment, because
right.
the business of football is ginormous, as
Absolutely.
They say these days. What role did former Commissioner Pete Rozelle play in making football the number one sport worldwide, or at least in the United States, excuse me?
Well, I think his vision. I think he's a visionary. I also think that it's very important that your commissioner relates to the players, because even though they're often on opposite sides of the spectrum, nothing will get done if there isn't a genuine general respect. And I think because in his heart he really cares about the NFL and the progress of the NFL and knows that it has to be, you know, everyone has to get taken care of in order for that to happen, I think that, you know, he's been a good commissioner because of that. And I can tell you this, that the reason why we're seeing the NFL play right now, and they're not going to be in a lockout like the NBA is going to be for their entire season, is because everybody made money. They have a system where everybody makes money, so it was in everybody's best interest to get back to the table, to get back to the game, because everybody had something to lose if the games weren't played. When you look over at the NBA, not the case. Maybe there's seven teams that make money. The rest could lose as much as $20 million in next year. What kind of rush are they in to get to the table and make a deal?
Certainly not. My guest is Steve Budin. We're talking about the NFL season that just kicked off last night, and we're going to break it down in just a minute. But that you bring up an interesting point. The NFL avoided the lockout. They are now playing. I think it is in everybody's best interest. How did the two sides come together in those negotiations to make sure that the season did launch?
Well, there's a couple of trains of thought on it. First, you know, is that the owners came up with this ludicrous idea for extra games. But was it a ludicrous idea, or was it just a smokescreen to get a 10-year contract signed? Because at the end of the day, they caved on the two extra games, but conventional wisdom tells me that they never wanted those two extra games. I mean, they'd take them if they could get them, but at the end of the day, they planned on caving all along just to keep the eye off the prize. The prize was the 10-year contract, which is unprecedented in union history, that they would give up their ability to argue and collective bargain for a period of 10 years. Owners were the big winners here, and because the owners won, the players won too.
Well, that's a good analysis of it. My guest is Steve Budin. So let's turn our attention to the season. It is just now underway, and we want to sort of handicap it because only one game has been played to this point. Anybody potentially could be in the Super Bowl. Anybody could win it this year. But let's break it down not only by the conferences, but also let's take a look at each of the divisions within the conference. First of all, which NFC division do you think is the strongest this year, Steve?
Well, look, I mean, when I look at the NFC, the first thing that comes to mind is how hard it is to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. But then again, I look at the game last night. And to me, the Packers, I mean, if anybody can do it, they can. They seem like an oiled machine. And don't be so discouraged that they gave up so many points when Drew Brees is on and hitting. I mean, you know, he can make any defense look a little soft. So I really think that they're, once again, the team to beat.
Pack is the team to beat. The pack is back, as they say. Which division do you think has the easiest row into the playoffs this year on the NFC side?
Well, I obviously it would be the opposite division, because any time you don't have to face the Packers, you're going to have an easier time than when you face the Packers.
Fair enough. All right. So let's break it down, if we can, to a little bit more detail, because you've picked the Packers to go all the way on the NFC East side. Who's going to contend with the Packers? Who's going to be right there when it comes time for the playoffs? Is anybody from the East going to be coming out of there that is looking good? The Philadelphia Eagles come to mind when I think about the East.
Well, and we had talked about it, you know, over the phone before we got on air. My problem with Philly is you know, you can't really believe the hype yet until we've seen something. I will agree to you, and I'll give it to you on paper. And now, with obviously with their quarterback very happy, getting a large sum of money, Michael Vick, it seems like they should be the ones that should contend with the pack. But until I see something from them, I'm just not ready to sign off on them. As a matter of fact, in my business, We go week to week for a reason. You know, we never bet on who's going to win the Super Bowl in week one because, quite honestly, we don't want to leave our money hanging up with our bookmaker the whole season.
That's fair enough. And injuries can play a huge part in determining who
Absolutely.
Is in the Super Bowl in each year.
I think the big story is really Indianapolis, you know, on the other side, and how one player can change a team's whole future.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, Peyton Manning is out. What do you think the Colts, what are their chances this year at all?
Well, I think they have no chance without Peyton Manning. I mean, they've got Kerry Collins playing for them, the only NFL quarterback that can get into a movie for $4. I mean, he gets free refills at McDonald's on his coffee. You know, this is not the guy you want leading your team, trust me. And as far as Peyton's injury, I don't know how serious it is. They don't know how serious it is. They thought he was going to play in game one. Obviously, they're wrong about that. They really don't know. When you're dealing with the neck, it's very sensitive stuff. And here's a guy where if some test results don't come back really, really good, he's got to question whether he wants to put his life and his ability to walk again on the line.
Absolutely. That is true. My guest is Steve Budin. We're talking about NFL. We're talking about the upcoming season. He is the owner of sportsinfo.com. Steve, something that has always puzzled me, and of course you're broadcasting into the greater Los Angeles market here when you're on KKZZ, and that is that LA, the second largest city in the United States, does not have an NFL team. And football is the number one sport in our country. How can it be that Los Angeles does not have a team yet?
Well, it can only be for one reason, and well, it's a disgrace, first of all, and second of all, is there not the outcry from the community? You know, I think that's where everything starts. I mean, at the end of the day, we're still governed by the people. I think that people like you are doing your job talking about it on sports radio, but are we really seeing the outcry from the community, or are they just happy watching, the Oakland Raiders and watching the San Diego Chargers? And where's the outcry? I think if there was the outcry, then we would have the team, and then, like we said on the phone before the radio interview, I mean, if Oakland has one bad season, they're always one bad season away from becoming the LA Raiders again.
There you go. That is true. Well, Steve, let's talk about the former Los Angeles team, which is the Rams of St. Louis right now. They have gotten a lot of news in ink, especially in Sports Illustrated, about being a contender this year. They were 7-9 last year. What makes everybody think that they're going to be a player this time around?
Well, this all circles around Sam Bradford. I mean, everybody feels that Bradford is ready to become a rock star quarterback. And if you look at how he performed, you know, in this preseason, everything points in that direction. The key for him is going to be whether he can stay healthy or not. And like I said, if he does, I think he will join that circle of elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And when you have an elite quarterback in the NFL, well, then you have an opportunity to win at the highest level. Without one, very difficult the way they play the game right now.
Very true. All right, Steve. Now let's turn our attention to the AFC if we can. Who do you like coming out of the AFC?
Well, this is great because the AFC is wide open.
Absolutely.
And if you look at the AFC, if you read the New York papers, the Jets are going to be in the Super Bowl. But let me tell you something, as a Jet fan and as a New Yorker, you know, and going to the point that we just talked about elite quarterbacks, Mark Sanchez is not ready to be considered an elite quarterback, not from anything I've seen so far. And I'm not sure if it's schematic, if it's more of Schottenheimer not having the right system in there for him, or if it's ability-based. But at this point, I'm not ready to call him an elite quarterback, and only elite quarterbacks get to play in the Super Bowl. What I am looking at here as potential is for Pittsburgh to once again return. Now, they're a 9-1 underdog to win the Super Bowl. I think that's a lot of value when you have a guy like Big Ben who's going to actually have the benefit, if he doesn't get in any trouble, of playing the entire season this year. And I think that's going to be great. He's a tough, rough quarterback that, in my opinion, is always number one, number two in the league.
Well, if quarterbacks do rule in the National Football League, as you say they do, then without a doubt you want to place your bet on Ben Roethlisberger. So Pittsburgh coming out of the AFC, that's a surprise for you.
And by the way, Vegas has New England in the Super Bowl this year. They're the cheapest price, 4.5-1. I just don't think they have the defense to do it.
And defense is important, that as well. Do you see a Cinderella team coming out of this year's NFL pack?
You know, if there's a Cinderella team at all, in my opinion, that can overachieve, that can do better than the public thinks it can do, it's got to be the Detroit Lions. I think they're really ready this year, not just because they went 4-0 in preseason. We've seen that movie with them before.
Yes.
But I think because they went 13-3 against the Vegas spread last year, and Matt Stafford is a stud. I love the way he's throwing the ball. He also is somebody that I would consider moving towards that elite quarterback status. We've seen him do some wonderful things in some games last year. I think Detroit has improved on defense. I think they've improved on offense. And I like them this year to make some noise. Certainly, I like them to win in week one against Tampa Bay, getting the 2 points.
Wouldn't that be a shot in the arm for the city of Detroit if the Lions could make a comeback? And something that I've noticed is a recurring theme all of a sudden with you, Steve, and that is your picks. The Pack, the Steelers, Detroit, they are all old-school teams. There's nobody in the expansion there. They are truly the team's establishment football. Exactly what I was going to say. Is that going to be a trend for the future, or is it just these things go in cycles?
Just the way the first three games laid out.
All right, fair enough. All right, my guest is Steve Budin. So, Steve, let's turn our attention to the coaches. Are there any coaches whose jobs are on the line early in the season?
Well, I think everyone's job is on the line this year. But the truth is you have some rookie coaches that are out there, certainly, and you look at also a lot of player personnel changes. I mean, you've got to really keep your card with you at all times because you've got new players at key positions on pretty much half the teams in the league. I do think that North Turner, if he doesn't get it going this year, he's got to be done. I mean, they cannot let, any more time go by without getting the right guy, the right system behind, what my opinion, top two, top three quarterbacks in the league.
All right.
So that's my number one choice
for coach on
the hot seat.
Fair enough. My guest is Steve Budin. So, Steve, let's look at rookies coming into the league who are going to make an immediate impact for their team. Who comes to mind?
Right. Well, I mean, when you talk rookies, you got to talk about Cam Newton, of course. The whole country looking at him, and he had – what some would consider a good preseason, that looked very comfortable throwing the ball. The problem is when you look deep into the lines, you'll see that, he had a real hard time completing the ball on third down. Not a lot of third down completions. And Carolina, well, they're a team that if you bet against them every time last year, you did real good. You wouldn't have to do much else. I do think they'll make a little bit of noise this year. I think that out of all the rookies, he helps his team the most, gives his team the most hope for the future, but I think that is a distant future right now. I think it's going to take a lot of time for him to get used to that NFL speed. It's a whole different thing than college, but he's a great athlete. He can adjust. It's going to take him a few games.
All right, my guest has been Steve Budin. He is the CEO of sportsinfo.com. Steve, if people really want to learn more about your predictions, learn more about you, where's the best place for them to go on the internet?
I got a great, great deal for them. They could come to sportsinfo.com. No money, no credit cards, no registration. Bypass everything. Just hit contact us or customer service. Send me an email. Say, hey, you heard me on this show. Name the show. I'll give you tomorrow, Saturday, every handicapper, access to everybody, all their picks, all their premium analysis, everything that everybody gets that they pay for. You'll get it for free. It's like a $500 value. You can have it all. I want you to see everything. I know you're going
to
love it.
Wow, a $500 value. Just go to sportsinfo.com, say that you heard, go to the customer service side, say that you heard this on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, and everything is revealed to you for next week. That is an amazing offer. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate
that.
On behalf of my listeners, my guest has been Steve Budin. He is a sports handicapper, and he's the CEO of sportsinfo.com. Steve, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Sounds great.